From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian state television says 12 people were killed overnight during anti-government protests. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since the protests broke out last week against economic conditions in the country and the government's military ventures in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen as part of a battle with Saudi Arabia for influence in the region. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the protesters brave and heroic and wished them, quote, success in their noble quest for freedom.
Sadly, many European governments watch in silence as heroic young Iranians are beaten in the streets. That's just not right. And I, for one, will not stay silent.
Iranian state TV said some armed protesters tried to take control of some police stations and military bases, but they met strong resistance from security forces. President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists whom American forces are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. In his first Twitter message of 2018, Trump wrote, "The United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help. No more," he wrote. Washington has long accused Pakistan, particularly its security institutions, of turning a blind eye or covertly helping the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network to stage cross-border attacks against Afghan and U.S.-led forces. This is VOA News.